I dream of Alec. I dream that he has come to me. I haven't had this dream for over a week, but in the months after I left, I would wake gasping every night and for a few seconds would have sworn he was beside me. I could feel his musky warmth in the space where his body used to lie, the sleek muscle of his thigh, the soft white flesh under his arm. I was not really alone in my bed. That was an illusion. Even when I woke properly, if I kept very still with my eyes shut, I could convince myself he had nipped out to the kitchen. Any moment he'd be on his way back to me with a tray of tea and toast. Sometimes when we were married, he would rest one finger on my hip as we lay in bed, just one finger. Every cell of my skin, every breath of mine would reach toward him, as though the whole of the universe had contracted to that one point where our skin was touching. Then I would nestle my bottom backwards into the hollow of his hips. Then I would feel his hand flat on the curve of my bottom, sliding under the side of my pajama pants. In my dream, I never left Alec, and we were never divorced. And we do not sleep apart even now. In my dream, I can feel his hand sliding under my waistband and running over my stomach and cupping the underside of my breasts. I can feel his feet against mine, his legs against mine, his arm diagonally across my chest like a seatbelt, holding me safe in a speeding car. It's been so long since I felt a man's skin down the length of my body. This feels so real, so real. I can feel his breath hot on my ears. I can feel his beard nuzzle the back of my neck. I want his hand lower, lower. I run my fingers over his hairy forearm and push his arm down. Wait. I can feel his beard nuzzle the back of my neck. I run my fingers over his hairy forearm? Wait, what? Alec's arms aren't noticeably hairy. I bolt upright and fumble for the bedside lamp. In the sudden flare of light, I turn and lying beside me, under the covers, with his hand tucked in the side of my undies, grinning up at me, is Craig. Craig, from next door. Ostentatiously married Craig. Tall, bronzed, muscles on top of muscles Craig. Unrobed, declothed, utterly buck naked. He's the one who's been kissing my neck and fondling my bottom. He sees me and I see him. His mouth opens and his eyes widen and he barrels backwards, propelled from the bed as if by jetpack. He tries to grip the sheet as he lurches, but I grab the other end and we tussle for a moment before he loses. Then he trips over a nest of hangers and smacks against the wall in the corner of the room, cupping his genitals. What, he gasped. Who, how, what the fuck, I pant. Oh man, Janice, you just about gave me a cardiac arrest. He tilts his head back to lean his crown against the wall, panting. His pecs are hard and wax smooth, shiny like a Ken doll's. Are you out of your mind? Are you deranged? I manage. Give me a minute. Phew. Let me recover. He bends at the waist and puffs like a sprinter. Then he removes one hand from his crown jewels to lay it on his chest. Whoa, feel this. Seriously, my heart rate must be hitting 150 or 180 right now. My monitor would be maxing out. You should be locked up, I hiss at him. How dare you creep into my sister's bed and fondle me, you big creepy creep? Jeez, calm down. You make it sound so sordid. That's because it is. It is sordid. No, keep your hands where they are and keep your voice down, I say. The girls are at the end of the hall.